You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
This program is for mature audiences only.
Please have your fake ID ready.
Get out of bed, you lazy sh**.
We found the only way to start the day. Get on the go with radio. We like to use it for household music. The daily chores are never a bore. For weather information, this is the station.
3, 2, 1.
Rise and shine, sleepyhead.
I'm not letting you go to work today.
Wait, what?
Everybody, listen up.
Welcome to The Drive.
Morning, morning, morning.
You're going to talk.
Get on the phone at 339-1140.
Pretty awesome, huh?
Jump in on our text line at 44-1140.
Everyone is talking about it. You must know that.
The Drive starts now.
Welcome into The Drive. I'm David Carmichael. That is Kyle Madsen in the other room. You'll see him on the live video stream. The live and warm video stream. Along with Eunice running everything behind the scenes. Hey, 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. My thanks to Kyle Madsen and Matt George and Eunice for holding down the fort yesterday. They also did that last week for me, too. It's part of my new thing. It's part of my new contract. I get a day off every week. Every week, I get a day off.
It's the Joe Staley Veteran Day Off.
It really is. I had to work that, and they have any money for me. So I had to negotiate days off. Just 4-day weeks now. I'm going to be like Howard Stern here in a year. Just do 3 shows a week. He's got a great gig. I mean, he earned it, but I think he does 3 shows a week. And they get a lot of time off and get paid a lot more than we do. And again, they've earned it. Don't get me wrong. I was dealing with some family stuff, and I'm very very happy to talk about it now. Many of you who have been with me long enough have heard, and many of you have actually met my mother, who is a unique character all to her own, and my favorite person on earth. And she's got some health issues, and she has for years and years. And she broke her back about 2 weeks ago. That's why I was going. Well, a week ago, as well. That was last week, and then she had some complications and had to be sent over to UC Davis from Sutter earlier this week, a couple days ago, and went into surgery yesterday about 5 in the afternoon, which we originally thought it was going to be a lot earlier in the day, but there's, again, complications with that. My mom's a diabetic, amongst other stuff. Everything went well. She was in there for a few hours, and we finally got that word. Now it's just a neck brace and a lot of recovery, which she's been through about 850 times. And she always comforts us. We always roll in there freaked out. We, you know, myself, my sister, whoever. And my mom is always the one that's like, hey, it's fine. It's good. Hey, Mom, I don't know what's going on here. She's always cracking jokes and laughing. Anyways, that's what I've been doing. I don't really like to talk about it when it's happening, but when it's over, you know, I'm not just superstitious with basketball games. So thank you to everybody for filling in and keeping everything going and not being too hard on me for missing some time. And hopefully that's the last time I miss any of that. So there's that. Also, I'm going to say this a couple times during the show. I saw a thing on the TV yesterday on social media, and I'm sure we've all seen stuff like this. It was about a guy named Dan up in the Paradise area where they're having the fires. 6'8", They posted a picture. The guy had one pair of pants he's been wearing for weeks, lost everything. It just the look on this guy's face and the fact that his measurements were very similar to mine. I'm not 6'8", but jeans wise, as far as blue jeans, we wear the same size. So I got a hold of Dan yesterday. I got his phone number, and Dan told me he had gotten into a tent yesterday and was good for last night, but didn't know about tonight. That it was cold, and he had a choice between taking his jacket off and using it for a pillow or keeping warm. He chose to keep warm, so he was sleeping just right on the ground in the tent. And when I was actually talking to him, he apologized profusely and wanted to call me back because he was at a Walmart line trying to get a sleeping bag with a donated gift card, and it wasn't going through because he was trying to keep warm last night. So that got me, and I'm sure many of you have gotten by some of the things you've seen. And I think what's going on with the fires up there, and I was noticing this, you know, when a hurricane shows up in Florida or wherever, you've got network anchors in, you know, windbreakers and out there in the middle of everything. And, you know, they're bringing you top of every hour, all hour, you know, wall-to-wall hurricane coverage. And I thought last night, you know, why don't we get anything like that for the fires? Not that I want the media circus out here, but it does help raise awareness, and it does bring it to the forefront, and that could probably raise some more money. And I know fires are much more dangerous and unpredictable than hurricanes, so there are some logistical reasons. But what we have is a situation where we have entire towns that have basically been burnt down. I know you've been reading and listening to it constantly. So I'll just say this. I think to think of the problem as there's thousands of people that need help, I think that's very intimidating, even though that's the reality. And so it just a little bell went off in my brain last night, here, just like that. It's like, you know what, just do something. I think a lot of times it's paralysis by analysis. Just do something, even if it's just for one person. Just do something. And if everybody just did a thing, I mean, think about it. If everybody just in Sacramento did one thing, make a donation, send a gift card, get some socks, a belt, take in a pet. There's a thousand things you can do. They'd be a heck of a lot better off. So right after the show today, I'm driving up to that area, and I got a big, giant duffel bag with Dan's name on it, who's with all kinds of clothes and different things in there. And I say that only because my truck is parked out front of the studio. And I said this on Twitter last night. It's a silver Ram. You hear about it all the time when I do commercials for Hoblet. It has the Hoblet dealer plates on it. You cannot miss it. And there's nothing I can do between now and 9 a.m. because I'm working. But if you're so inclined on the way to work, if you're listening right now and you're getting ready, Dan needs belts. He needs hoodies or sweatshirts. He needs jeans or pants. He is a 38 or 40. And then the length, you know, longer the better. Nobody I'm talking to 6'8", so just do your best. Any of that stuff. Sleeping bag, which I don't know if he got last night. A warm hat. I think I already said socks. Anyways, if you're so inclined, if there's anything you got, just toss it in the back of my truck. And our studios are at 280 Commerce Circle, right off the Canterbury Road exit off of 160. My truck will be out front with the Hoblet plates on it. Just throw it in the back. And I'm sure Dan cannot handle an entire truckload of things. But worst case scenario, I'll be giving stuff out to whomever needs it. And I'm not dropping it off. I'm going right up there right after work, and I will personally make sure Dan and whomever else gets it. So if you get a chance.
So it's 280 Commerce.
280
it's here.
Commerce, sir.
Your truck is parked out in front.
It's parked out in front, accessible.
And you want people to throw stuff in the bed.
I want people to throw. I don't want just random stuff thrown in the bed.
No,
please.
Sorry, I know, but you want
yes.
You want useful things
yes.
for Dan the gentleman in
Dan or
paradise
whoever
or
else. Yes
whoever else
and please don't do like a hefty bag of the clothes you had in the garage that you
right.
don't know what they are. I mean, these are very specific. things for Dan or otherwise, you know, you guys know what I'm talking about. So, yes, throw it in the back. I will make sure it gets distributed today. And that's it. I mean, that's I'll say that one more time, a couple more times during the show. But trucks parked out front, hoblet plates on it, throw stuff in the back. I'm going to drive it up right after work. And there you go. Let's just do that. Because Thanksgiving's next week. And I'm not trying to bring everybody down, but Thanksgiving is next week. You got kids that don't understand what's going on. It's just the small stuff. You know, these people, they don't have toothbrushes. They don't take a shower. You know, they don't have the basic necessities. So it absolutely breaks my heart. And there's a lot of things we can do to help. And there's a lot of different causes. And there's all kinds of issues. And I understand that. But you know what? Just pick one thing. Hey, Mondo.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's crack-a-lacking?
Not much, man. I'm just on my way to work right now. I mean, I feel for those guys in the fire. I'm going to try to get there as soon as I can. I'm probably going to leave Benicia probably like 4:30, so I probably won't make it to your truck, but I think we'll fill something up and try to take it out there. I just want to send the prayers out to those guys and thoughts, and just we feel for them, and we're here to help. Man, it sucks, man.
It does.
Everything's on fire right now, and it sucks.
No, man, I appreciate you, and you drive, seriously, drive safe out there from old Benicia where my brother lives. Yep, that's that. Here's the deal. We do have a real show today. Le'Veon Bell is not going to report. Do you just care because you picked him in fantasy? There was no Kings game yesterday. There's no Kings game today. And there is no Kings game tomorrow. So at 7:35, we're going to take a step back and look at the Kings and how surprising this is, and also whether or not Vlade should start thinking about, do I make a move for the stretch run that's not there yet, or do I leave well enough alone? Obviously, it's way too early right now, but does that thought start creeping in your head? And the drive question of the day, what is your belief point for the Sacramento Kings? And I'll explain what that means right around 6:30. What is your belief point? At what point do you start believing in this team as a playoff team, as a 500 team, as a 40-win team? Well, I literally just explained what that is, so I won't do that at 6:30, but we'll talk about it next, right here on The Drive, Sports 1140 KHTK.
You're amazing.
Welcome back to The Drive.
It's just my job.
It's time for the morning brew. Now, here's Carmichael Dave.
I have no reaction. I've told you guys, and I've told you guys consistently, a reaction comes from me if and when he walks in the door. Until that happens, I'm business as usual, focused on those that are here and working, and appropriately so. That way I don't waste my time and theirs.
What about if he never walks in the door?
So be it.
Ooh, so be it. Every time I hear Mike Tomlin talk, I always hear ham bone from the bad lip reading. That's like, honestly.
Ham bone.
Ham bone. Le'Veon Bell will not play this season. He did not show up. He did not report. He did not sign what he needed to sign, do what he needed to do. No Le'Veon Bell. And we'll get into that and the fantasy implications, blah, blah, blah.
Whatever happened to Sobe?
Sobe the drink?
Yeah, you remember those?
You know, this is, okay, question one. Why did you bring that up?
Because he said, so be it.
And that put it in your head.
Yeah.
I just want to shout out all the consultants listening right now that tell me to stay on track. That's part of the problem, right? Kyle is bad at this. He takes me off track. I used to love Sobe.
Yeah, I did too. I used to drink them all the time. Anyways,
now I'm in the
Le'Veon Bell.
Arizona iced teas. Ginseng.
I think I'm the only person in the universe that doesn't drink this.
Have you tried them though?
Yeah. Okay, I don't like tea. Any form of tea. Like, I've had so many people be like, try this tea. I don't like it. Le'Veon Bell.
We have a question in four down territory about Le'Veon Bell, but I thought of another one overnight, and I'll ask you that right now, and then we got to move on. Is this situation completely different if James Conner is like
Kevin Barlow?
Thank you. I was going to say Lamar Miller earlier in the year, but whatever. If James Conner isn't anywhere close to the Herculean numbers he's putting up. Is Le'Veon Bell playing for the Steelers?
Yeah, I think so, because I think that's something that he did not account for in his holdout, is that James Conner is really, really good.
So I want to get into this at 6:30, because I need you, editor of, former editor emeritus of Titans Wire, now editor of Niners Wire.
Thank you.
I need you to explain to me, because I was under the impression that no matter what, Pittsburgh couldn't and could do nothing to entice Le'Veon Bell to come. They couldn't extend him. They couldn't give him more money.
I have thoughts on this.
Okay, you have thoughts on this, and you'll explain all that to me. I need to understand that. But James Conner, who, by the way, Le'Veon Bell tweeted that a screenshot of him voting for him for Pro Bowl, which is great. I love that. He got Le'Veon Bell's vote for the Pro Bowl, and he will almost certainly be a Pro Bowler. But that drama is, for now, over in Pittsburgh. Number two.
Hey, Bob, have Kevin and Draymond got to the point where they can hash things out, or is that too soon?
I don't know the answer to that. If they haven't talked, I'm sure that they will talk. I know both of them. I know what they want to accomplish this season. Been around both of them, so I'm sure that they'll get to that place, because it's really about winning. And they both love to win. They both love to play basketball. And those are powerful things to have in common.
I don't buy any of this, and this is dumb, and I understand we have to talk about it, so we will, but this to me...
I very much buy it.
You buy it?
Yeah, because...
I don't buy it as a big deal long-term for this season. Notice I'm not saying long-term for next year, because I can't tell you about that.
We'll see.
I have thoughts on this, and why this is all much ado about nothing, and why there's a historical precedent for this being much ado about nothing.
Okay.
But you're the Warrior fan who hates the Kings and everything Sacramento. Is somebody
good
believe,
Lord,
said
dude.
Yesterday, as a matter of fact. By the way, did you check the phone number on that text?
No.
It was me.
Oh, was it?
No, it wasn't.
Oh.
But the fact that that's kind of believable to you.
Yeah, because you text the show while hosting all the time.
I do. Whenever Kyle fills in, I become a texter. I text it, and then I text you personally, too.
Yeah.
Like, I'll text Kyle.
You're much nicer when you text me personally.
I am. On the text line, I'm just killing the both of you. Number three. I said number three.
Here comes the Coliseum crowd. Can the Rams defense get off the field? Four-man rush. Wilson feeling the heat. Strip sack. Ball down at the 20. Still loose at the 15. The Rams fall on it at the 10. Recovered by the Rams and Dante Fowler Jr.
Junior! Dante Fowler Jr. and friends not going to Mexico City. They're going to Los Angeles to play this game. That's a huge deal for the NFL to make
really
this call.
Big deal.
I'm actually very much thumbs up on the NFL doing this. Protect the players.
Yes.
First and foremost.
Have you seen the field at Estadio Azteca?
Okay, I have, and we will get into that. I've seen the pictures, but did you see the pictures of Rosh Markazi and a couple other people that were on the ground put up yesterday as compared to the ones everyone else has been seeing? They are completely different things. One shows the field torn up and disgusting from concerts and soccer.
Right.
Arash Markazi and some other people were on the ground taking video and pictures yesterday morning of this. Look it up during the break. You know all those brown chunks?
Yeah.
There are none.
Interesting.
They had completely resodded the field, and it looked like they were going to be able to pull it off. But as gardeners and many people with a green thumb will know, even if you resod a field, you're going to have serious grip issues being able to cut, not cut. And they do that a couple times in football. So they moved it. That's bad news for a lot of people, but I think it's the right move. And we'll get into that coming up around 6:35. We'll take a break. When we come back, what are we doing here? Le'Veon Bell doesn't report? Yeah, I need your thoughts on this. I need your thoughts on James Conner and his effect on this whole deal. And we'll get into this Chiefs-Rams Mexico City thing. Of course, we got Kings at 7:35. We'll talk about that Draymond-Kevin Durant drama at 7:05. We got you covered. We're starting next. Sports 1140 KHTK.
Here we go. The drive continues now.
How about Atlanta?
Trae Young can play, dude.
I say this only because it wasn't that long ago I was a fan of a struggling NBA team. And so I look at a team like Atlanta trying to come up and get to the point that the Kings are right now. They are a Tyson Chandler fingernail away from beating the Lakers in Los Angeles. And they were with the Warriors. And I understand no Curry, no.
But still, the Warriors are immensely more talented than the Hawks.
And they played them well. So maybe not the same Hawks team we saw when we ran them off the floor in Atlanta earlier. Nah.
Or is it the same team and the Kings are just that good? Big Torian Prince guy.
Yeah.
That guy can hoop. That's a good player.
Every time I hear his name, though, I think it's two people. Torian and Prince. Like Jerry and Grant. Torian and Prince.
We've got some big news this Thursday.
Yeah.
Drop off fresh or frozen turkeys to the Sacramento Food Bank and Family Services and help make sure thousands of families in need are able to enjoy a holiday meal this Thanksgiving. The 1140 Street Team will be helping collect donations from noon to 5 p.m. at 3333 3rd Avenue in Sacramento. Details at khtk.com.
That's a lot of. That's easy to remember. 3333 3rd Avenue?
Yep.
Yeah, get those turkeys. What does it say? Drop off what? Frozen turkeys? Fresh turkeys?
Fresh or frozen.
Fresh or frozen. They'll take care of them, huh?
Yep.
Good. Thanksgiving is next week, and not having Thanksgiving would suck, so do it.
Yeah, especially with everything that's been going on. We drop off a turkey.
We have a giveaway today?
We sure do.
What's that?
Fleetwood Mac tickets.
Atta babe.
Coming up next Friday, the day after Thanksgiving.
I see that the Drive's giving away Iron Maiden tickets.
We both love Iron Maiden, so.
Right?
Big Iron Maiden guys.
Guess who else are big Iron Maiden guys? Damien and Jason. Huge.
You can just tell with Damien.
Right. He just loves them. Huge Iron Maiden guys.
get tickets to see Fleetwood Mac at the Golden One Center on November 23rd. Get more info at khtk.com. All KHTK giveaways are powered by RoseVilleAutoMall.com. We got two tickets to give away. We'll give those away in the third hour.
We got to get into this Le'Veon Bell segment, but I forgot to tell you this Monday. There's a developing story that happened Sunday evening that involves my Sunday evening coming up. I'm attending the Justin Timberlake concert this Sunday.
I am very jealous.
What time is it? I'm extremely jealous. I would like for you to go instead of me. I was asked by a very good friend of mine who approached it as, there's no way you're going to say yes to this, which of course makes me, that's the exact way to ask me for something. Cause I'm like, oh yeah. Why? Why do you say that guy?
When is it?
Sunday.
This Sunday?
The Sunday night. So I'm going to be a tired person Monday.
Well, the 49ers don't play Sunday. So I'm in there. I'll go instead of you.
My dear friend, Scott Moak, and I will be attending, Justin Timberlake together. I'm not going with my wife, not going with the side piece. I'm going with me and Scott Moak, voice of the Kings.
Sounds to me like you are going with the side piece.
Yeah, that's actually an excellent point. Yeah. I don't know what to do. Like I love Scott and I will enjoy spending the evening with him, but the last time I did something like this, my school friend Boris and I went to the Shoreline Amphitheater. Yeah, his name is Boris. Get over it. That's his name.
It's a great name.
It is a great name. And we went to go see Phil Collins together. It was a great concert. Saw Rod. That's where I got to meet, run into Robin Williams. I literally ran into. No, this wasn't like we worked together or anything. This was literally I ran into Robin Williams and shook his hand like as a tiny little fanboy.
If I ever did that and ran into somebody just that I idolize like that, I would definitely, the first thing out of my mouth would be a swear word.
Oh, I might have been.
I know me and how I am, and that would definitely be the first word out of my
mouth. Best part of it, he was wearing the Popeye hat. He was wearing the white sailor hat at this thing. Anyways, I'll let you know how that is. I'll have a Justin Timberlake review for you on Monday.
Maybe you'll run into Le'Veon Bell because he won't be in Pittsburgh.
No, he will not, and Mike Tomlin says that's fine.
I have no reaction. I've told you guys, and I've told you guys consistently, a reaction comes from me if and when he walks in the door. Until that happens, I'm business as usual, focused on those that are here and working, and appropriately so. That way I don't waste my time and theirs.
What about if he never walks in the door?
So be it.
So be it. All right. So let's cut through the crap on a little bit of this. Can we just admit that 99.7% of the people outside of Pittsburgh care about this because of fantasy football implications. Like, this is a huge story, but...
And the other 0.3% are... No, the other 0.2% are non-Pittsburgh resident Steelers fans.
Right.
And the other 0.1% are people who think Le'Veon Bell might sign with their team.
There you go. I agree with that. You know, this is a huge story because of the fantasy football implications and because morons like me took Le'Veon Bell with the number 2 overall pick.
Tough stuff.
I had the number 2 pick in the draft in my big league. My first 2 picks were Le'Veon Bell and Devontae Freeman.
Oy. Yeah.
So here's the thing, though. I found myself wondering, what does this situation look like if James Conner is not a superhero? If James Conner is just a guy. He's just a guy who is averaging 30 yards a game for him, and we're talking about Pittsburgh's running game, and then the story all year is pressure on the Steelers to make something happen. So my question to you, Kyle, is let's go into an alternate universe where James Conner sucks and that running game sucks.
Mm-hmm.
What else could the Steelers have done to entice Le'Veon Bell to come in and play? What was available to them?
So I think Le'Veon Bell was sitting out because he was expecting this to turn into a situation where James Conner was not good, the Steelers weren't good, they started off 1-3 or whatever, and they reach out to Le'Veon and they say, hey, look, come sign the franchise tag, we'll hammer out an extension, and we'll get it squared away. We're sorry for doing this, we didn't realize how valuable you were. But then we get into week 4, 5, 6, and James Conner's tearing it up. And the Steelers no longer care that Le'Veon Bell isn't there. So instead of going and crawling back to the Steelers, Bell went, oh, okay, it's clear that they don't want me there this year. They don't need me there this year. So instead of going where I'm not needed, where my role may even be reduced to play on a franchise tag, I will just wait, take this season off.
Sure.
Especially for a running back, you get a fresh Le'Veon Bell next season.
Yep.
With one fewer year on his body, mm-hmm. just that little bit of extra tread on his tires.
Yep.
That's a big deal.
That's a big deal, and that's telling me why Le'Veon Bell did this. I'm saying or asking, because I am curious, if we were in a situation where James Conner sucked, is there anything the Steelers had in their arsenal that could have brought Le'Veon Bell back to the team?
Yeah, I think a phone call. Le'Veon, look, we need you. We'll work out, because they couldn't work out an extension in season.
Sure.
But they say, we'll work on an extension ASAP. We'll get you signed here. We need you here. You're part of our foundation. We'll pay you like a quarterback or whatever he wanted to be paid like.
Could they have, to the best of your knowledge, I know you don't write the salary cap rules, but could they have gone out and sat down with Le'Veon Bell and said, hey, listen, we need you back. You know that we can't do anything right now, like legally. But when this season's done, we're going to sign you to a 4-year, $85 million deal with a $36 million signing bonus.
Like a little like wink, wink.
Like it's a handshake deal.
Yeah.
Is that a violation? I don't know, because it's their own player.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't know how the league would stop that from happening.
And then Le'Veon Bell has to deal with, okay, so I've got this, but what happens if I go out into week 12 and my leg gets torn off? I really am trying to think about this. Then could Le'Veon Bell, against that promised contract, and you're talking about a very reputable owner and a very reputable family in the Steelers, could he then go to Lloyd's of London and insure himself against that? I'm just trying to figure out if James Conner the reason why Le'Veon Bell is not playing this year and why he will almost certainly not be a Steeler next year. Is it almost entirely James Conner's performance?
Yeah, I think it's a risk reward thing for him,
mm-hmm.
where James Conner made it so the Steelers didn't need to reach out.
Yeah,
the Steelers didn't need to go get him to bring him back.
And what's he making, $1 million, $1.5 million, something?
Something like that.
Something
very low.
All right. We'll get to more of that later. Also, the Chiefs and Rams moving. We want to talk about the ramifications of that when we get
ramifications.
Back. We will. I didn't even mean to do that. Thank you for that. We'll talk about – we'll do a little mini NBA roundup. Great news about Caris LeVert that came out yesterday after that gruesome injury he suffered. Jimmy Butler reported to Philadelphia. Kyle, when we get back, do you want to hear a radio station get caught by a fake Woj tweet?
That sounds really enjoyable.
We do have,
as long as it's not me. I didn't do that, right?
We have the audio, and it's sublime. It's just fantastic. Not the band Sublime. It's just very fun.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just wanted to make sure of that. Want to remind you too. Scott Baer will join us at 8:05 to talk Raiders. We'll ask him about Derek Carr throwing the ball away on fourth down to end the game, amongst other things. All guests brought to you by the Fire Wings Hotline. 21 different flavors to choose from. Firewings.com. Just wing it. We're back with an NBA roundup and some audio you won't want to miss on Sports 1140 KHDK.
The drive continues now.
Scott Baer at 8:05, talking Raiders. Talk about your Sacramento Kings at 7:35. Hey, have you seen this basketball documentary on ESPN they're running?
For the love of basketball?
Yeah, is that what it's called? Or I thought it was like a love story. A
basketball love story.
Yeah. Finally started watching a little bit of it yesterday.
I've seen bits and pieces of it.
Oh, it's great.
Little bit I've seen has been...
I got to watch this whole thing. I think it's like 20 hours, something
it's
silly.
It's a lot.
I was watching it with my wife and son. My son is just, he's little, but... It's interesting seeing, they had Larry Brown. They were talking about the Pistons beating the Lakers in the finals and whatever that was, 2003, I think. And it's neat seeing it through a kid's eyes, a lot of the stuff that they had no idea. I mean, wasn't born, and then remembering living through it. I gave my roommate 50-1 odds that the Lakers would beat the Pistons because he was drunk one night talking about how Pistons have a chance in the series. I was like, no, they don't, dude. They have no chance in this series. The Lakers are going to destroy them. They're going to absolutely destroy them. Well, you give me that look in hindsight, but remember back during that
series. No, I just want to know how this story ends.
I mean, it ended with me putting a hefty bag. Actually, it was three hefty bags. Pouring out, I will always honor my bets. But I was pissed a little bit. Like, okay, dude. Because I knew I wouldn't have made him do it. But I made the bet. I opened my big fat mouth. You got to honor it. I filled his bedroom while he was at work with $500 worth of pennies in his room. Just dumped them, the whole thing. I paid it off, but I paid it off in pennies. And they were in his bedroom. That was my payoff.
Yikes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because he bet me $50. I would have won 50. 50 versus 500. It was 10 to 1. I would have gotten $10 and had to pay $500 off.
What you get for being Jinxie McJinxerton.
I know. It's one of the
things. Was it worth it?
No. $500 still is a lot of money. And back then, that was a lot of money. I was poor.
I can't. I can't, because you're younger than I am now in 2003.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And yes, I had to come up with that.
Yikes.
Yep. But I did.
If I owed somebody $500 right now, I would move. Change my phone number.
Well, this radio host might want to move. His name's Dan Barrero. He is the host, a host on the radio station KFAN 100.3 in Minneapolis. And we've seen fake accounts before on Twitter, and we've seen radio hosts get caught by them. This might be the worst. I'm going to play it exactly like it sounded on the radio. A fake Woj account tweeted out some stuff about the Golden State KD and Draymond spat. And I like to think, Kyle, we would have at some point caught this.
I would not. I'm very diligent about checking and ensuring.
Right. Let's just hear the audio and you'll see why this is Just so bad.
Coach Narowski is tweeting this. Source tells ESPN that Warriors head coach Steve Kerr told Draymond Green he was suspended for tonight's game. Draymond then called Kerr, quote, a dumb cracker, end quote, and stormed out of Oracle.
Wait.
The arena. The saga keeps getting uglier. Sources also tell ESPN that Kevin Durant was too scared to go into the locker room while Green was there. He waited in his car until Green left. Sources also tell ESPN that Steve Kerr told general manager Bob Myers, Draymond cost us the 2016 title. We can't let him cost us the 2019 title.
Dude.
Not one bit of that. That guy was so eager for content.
Right.
That not one bit of that raised a red flag.
Not. He went with it from the jump.
Just. And not even like. Wow, some interesting things. I'm not sure if I believe this, but here's what Woj is reporting. He's like, well, it's getting ugly.
This was so bad that I seriously had to think, I had to contemplate a few times, God, do I even want to play this audio? You know, I mean, some of that stuff is pretty edgy, but...
Are we going to play the rest where he finds out?
Yeah, we can play the rest.
And their suggestion is a trade might be coming. It appears that some of what I've just written from might be a fake Woj account.
Oh, it appears that way.
A fake Woj account, even though the account says 2.6, you know, like several million followers.
No, it didn't. No, it definitely didn't.
Because now I'm at the place where I think is the real Woj account. And, you know, the Draymond Green has been suspended without pay. That much is true.
Yeah.
But I think the other stuff I'm being told comes from, you know, he's got like 9 fake accounts because people take him so seriously as a newsbreaker that it becomes easy, I guess, to fool people. And I guess I'm now among the fooled.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah. No, I don't guess. I know.
And where is your staff? And listen, coming from guys that don't have a staff, like we have nobody else on this show.
Eunice.
Yeah, Eunice would have been jumping up and down going, guys, do you really think that's true? All you have to do is click on the profile and look at the and the guy even said he tried to cover his own ass by saying, you know, and this one, it's weird because he has like 2.4 million followers.
Yeah, he has like 50,000 followers.
Yeah, no, he didn't. That's all you have to do. And by the way, how plausible? I mean, I tried to also think, like, how plausible is all that? Like, it's really, he's going to call Steve Kerr that, and then Steve Kerr is going to tell Bob Myers that. And,
yeah, so he's going to say that to Steve Kerr, and they're going to go, all right, one game.
Yeah, one game. That's one game.
And the Warriors are run a pretty tight ship organizationally. Yeah. You think all of that is getting out? Take a segment, dude. Go, all right, I see these tweets. We're going to stash those for next segment. Let's look into this.
Sources also tell ESPN that Draymond Green wrote cupcake in spray paint on Kevin Durant's car. Get out of here.
Sources tell KHTK that Kevin Durant got outside last night and his car was actually on cinder blocks.
We'll take a break.
And check, it was upside down.
Check the profile.
Saran wrapped.
Just check the profile. Watch, we're going to get caught next week by a fake account now.
Oh, for
so
sure.
Screwed. When we get back, let's update Caris LeVert and the good news out of there. Jimmy Butler reports to Philadelphia. And let's get into this Warriors stuff for just one segment. I will tell you why I don't buy it, why I think it's dumb.
I'm going to tell you why your bias mm-hmm. or lack of your anti-bias
mm-hmm.
is clouding your vision.
Which is weird because I'm coming from a point where, and as I tweeted yesterday, don't let all of this distract you from the fact that this is the greatest team ever assembled and they're going to win the championship. So, like, I hate them, but I'm reverse biased.
No, I know, but I'll explain.
Kyle will explain next. It's the Fire Wings Kyle Madsen explanation coming to you in a couple minutes on Sports 1140 KHTK.